average boy. He's average boy. He's average boy.
Look out, he's back. With shoes untied and his ears slicked back. Taking life on one day at a time. Average boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Welcome to episode 53 of the official Average Boy podcast. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine, and I'm back.
Okay, then I'm front and center, as it should be. I'm Bob Smiley, a.k.a. Average Boy, a.k.a. Mr. Mischief, maker of merriment, and the musical master of mirth.
Wow, the Mr. Mischief part and the maker of merriment. Well, I get that, but musical master of mirth? What does that mean? Oh, wait. Are you learning M-words this week?
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, there's another one. And if you give me a moment, I'll come up with more.
Marvelous.
But I'm not here to talk about M-words, actually, today. I have another idea in mind. Do you play an instrument, Jesse?
Well, I'm pretty good at playing the radio. Does that count? In fact, I'm an expert at playing Adventures in Odyssey. Or anything by Focus on the Family.
Nice product placement.
Well, you know, I like to think of it as job security.
Oh, speaking of jobs, I always thought I would be a famous comedian or a famous scientist.
Oh, are you good at science?
I thought I'd always be a famous comedian, but now I'm thinking I may be a famous musician.
Oh, I've got to hear this story, because I thought the only thing you played was triangle. And I can't name one famous triangle player.
Hang on, you know me, Jesse.
Okay.
Anyway, when I was little, my mom used to beg me to take piano lessons from her. Well, I recently decided to take her up on her offer.
Well, that's great. You know, learning a musical instrument is a great way to exercise your brain. So, is she giving you lessons?
She gave me one lesson. Unfortunately, she got really busy right after that first lesson. From what I could tell, she spent most of her time trying to sell our piano. However, that gave me a sense of urgency. If I was going to master the piano, I had to learn quickly. My parents saw how trying to sell the piano was making me practice even harder, so they tried even harder to sell the piano. It's so cool how my parents are encouraging like that.
Okay, so your dad thought you were a good piano player.
Well, it's hard to tell. Dad's been wearing earplugs around the house lately. I think it's because our ceiling fan makes a whining noise. It must really bother him. In fact, he even wears the earplugs when the fan is turned off. And I try to play a song for him. I remember the first time I played for him. I started banging on the keys and shouted to him, "Practice makes perfect, right, Dad?" And he shouted back even louder, "No, perfect practice makes perfect." I smiled and told him, "Then I'm on my way to perfection." And Dad didn't smile. He just joked. He said, I wish you were on your way outside.
Yeah, your dad can be a funny man. But did you ever stop to think why your parents might be wanting to sell the piano?
Well, the answer is obvious, Jesse, to fix that noisy ceiling fan. But let's not get off topic, okay? We're doing really well today. People learning M-words might even say we're doing magnificent.
Mucho magnifico. So you continued to learn and practice, right?
I did. Yeah, I did. I even started waking up super early to play. I'd sneak downstairs in the morning and practice my scales.
Your scales. Aren't you going to make a fish joke here?
You know, I thought about it, but I was afraid if I did, it would remind you of a Jesse joke about fish. I know you probably have a boatload of them.
Cast away your fears, Bob. I'm actually way too interested in your story to throw back a Jesse joke.
Oh, good. Okay, so no sneaking in Jesse jokes this episode.
Not even one. I won't even say things like, what kind of fish only comes out at night? A starfish. Or how do shellfish get to the hospital? They take a clambulance. Oh, man, and I would never interrupt you to say, what does a shark say after it eats a clownfish?
I see what you did there. Oh, brother, we really are back, aren't we? Anyway, like I was saying before our listeners started hitting the fast forward button, I started getting up super early to practice my piano scales. Dad must have been worried that I'd get sleepy because he started stuffing a pillow in the piano for me. But that made it way harder to hear what I was playing, so I had to take it out. Then, a few minutes after I started playing, my parents would get up, make some coffee, listen to a few moments of music, and then think of urgent chores I needed to do right then.
You know, chores are important as well. So, were you getting better at the piano the more you practiced?
I was actually getting better at doing chores. You know how they say music wakes up your mind? Well, my parents' minds were wide awake when it came to coming up with urgent chores for me. However, I felt like I was also getting better at the piano. In fact, eventually my parents started drinking coffee outside while I practiced instead of giving me chores.
So they just completely gave up. Go ahead with your story, Bob.
Okay, I think my dad was trying to teach me to play with forte. That's when you hit each key harder with more purpose, which makes it louder. This made it so they could hear me outside as they drank their coffee. Then I had a real moving experience.
Yeah, you know, good music can really stir the soul.
No. That's not what I meant. My dad moved the piano out to our barn. He set it right up next to my drums.
Wait a minute. I didn't know your drums got moved out to the barn. How did that happen?
Our neighbors helped. And by neighbors, I mean everyone who lived within earshot of our house. You can't beat good neighbors. You see, a neighbor called my dad and said everyone in the neighborhood agreed that the acoustics in the barn would be way better for playing drums. They felt the same way about the piano. In fact, they were so insistent on helping me play better that they said they would show up to move any musical instruments to the barn, whether my parents were there or not. We live in a great town with lots of encouraging people.
This is making more sense to me now. So your parents decided to move the piano out there as well. They're clearly dedicated to your music career, aren't they?
They're the best. And now that I had my own studio, I could practice all the time. The big, lofty barn amplified each note so I could hear all my mistakes. Well, I could hear the three mistakes I made. Yeah, let's go with that. Anyway, I kept practicing and trying to get better. Pretty soon, Billy told me one song sounded, and I'm going to quote him exactly the way he said it. He said, "That one was not awful."
And not awful was encouraging to you?
Absolutely. Awful is only a few letters away from awesome. I was so close to awesomeness. Billy is such an encourager.
Oh, he is. You know, it sounds like he's living out the Bible verse that says to encourage one another and build each other up.
Absolutely. You know, it's exciting to learn a new skill or try a new hobby, but if you want to do your best, it takes time, and it really helps to have encouragement. You know, Billy was being encouraging. My parents were being encouraging. In fact, Dad even offered to send me to piano camp. He found one that's out of state and lasts over a month. And when I asked my mom if I could download an app to teach me more songs, she had a better idea. She said, "How about we get you a nice, quiet book?" And the next day, she brought home two books on how to play the piano.
That's great, Bob. You know, I liked what you said about how exciting it is to learn something new and always wanting to do your best. That's sort of what our entire podcast series is about. You know, God wants us to always do our best.
That's exactly right, Jesse. And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." That's why I always try my best. I even did that with the chores my parents gave me. You know, God wants us to always try our best, but that's not the main point of today's podcast.
Oh, you mean we actually have a point to make today? You know, I'd like to know what it is because, you know, I'm the co-host and all.
Oh, yeah. I guess I should start running these by you first. I'll try to get better at that. But today, I wanted to remind our listeners about the keys to success.
I see what you did. Piano keys.
You know, sometimes my comedy genius even surprises me because I did not see that connection. The keys I was talking about were finding a talent, practicing to get better, and then encouraging each other. You know, when we get encouragement, it makes it easier to try our best.
Oh, that reminds me of another great verse. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 10 says, "Above all, keep loving one another earnestly. Since love covers a multitude of sins, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. You're right. Encouraging others is a great way to get people to do their best.
That is a marvelously mended mind motto for us today, Jesse. So here's my challenge to our listeners. Try to encourage three people this week. Maybe start with someone that you haven't encouraged in a while. You know, it could be your brother or your sister or maybe someone at school. You know, I think I might start with lifting my dad up today. I played him two new songs this morning and it looked like the ceiling fan noise was bothering him again. Or actually, maybe he can lift me up so I can oil the fan blades. Anyway, find three people to encourage this week. That's my challenge to everyone.
Well, you've already encouraged me today to encourage others. I think I'll start with my mailman. You know, he walks all day delivering us the mail, and I doubt he gets much encouragement, you know, even though he's really good at telling jokes.
Hang on a minute. Why is your mailman good at telling jokes?
You know, it's all in the delivery.
Ah! You snuck in another Jesse joke. I thought we were trying to be encouraging. Oh, wait. I see what you did there. By telling a terrible joke, you're encouraging me to be funnier. Nice job, Jesse. You now only have two more people to encourage.
Well, I'm going to try to encourage more than three people this week, but, you know, three people is a really good start. You know what's not encouraging to hear?
Another Jesse joke?
No. This phrase, this is the end of today's official Average Boy podcast.
Oh, that's not encouraging at all. That went by super fast. You know, good thing our listeners have 52 other podcasts to listen to as well.
Hey, look, now we're back to being encouraging. Speaking of our listeners, before we go, let's hear from one of them.
Oh, that's a great idea. We love hearing from our listeners. And here's one that encouraged me and made me laugh.
What's a dog's favorite fruit? A papaya. Hey, Average Boy and Jesse, I love your podcast. Keep it up.
You see, Jesse, that's how to tell a joke.
And how to be an encourager. I'm taking notes. Well, until next time, thanks for listening, everyone. And like Bob said, if you haven't heard our other 52 podcasts, you can go back and listen to them all at averageboy.org. And at that website, you can also find links to subscribe to Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine, where you can read a new Adventures of Average Boy story every month, written by none other than Bob Smiley himself.
That's right. I keep living out the adventures and writing them down for everyone. And speaking of, you can also click on the link to the Focus store to buy Average Boy's devotional books, Devotions for Super Average Kids, books 1 and 2. They're filled with advice, biblical wisdom, and lots of my adventures. Oh, and that reminds me of this question from a podcast fan. Sir Adrian II asked, when will you publish your next podcast episode? Well, Sir Adrian II, we're kind of in the middle of recording it right now.
Yes, we are. But I think Sir Adrian II is referring to the fact that it's taken us a while to post a podcast. So to answer his question a little bit further, we're going to aim to post one podcast a month, starting with this one. So look for another podcast about a month from now. And in the meantime, don't forget about sending us jokes or questions or even just an encouraging message. You can go to averageboy.org and click on the Ask Average Boy link, or you can call us and leave us a message at 1-888-465-6595. Just make sure to get your parents' permission before you call. You can also leave a comment or a question that we might use on a future podcast.
So go out and start encouraging people. But before you go, I want to say thanks for listening, everyone. Anything else to add, Jesse?
That tastes funny.
What tastes funny?
Oh, that's the answer to the question, what does a shark say after he eats a clownfish? That tastes funny.
I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, telling you, don't be average.
Be super average and super encouraging. He's average.